Hi, I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with Jazz Set from NPR Music. This time we're in Kalamazoo, Michigan, my neck of the woods, at the Gilmore International Keyboard Festival, the last stop on a whirlwind tour by three giant talents, Chick, Jack, and Bobby.
This is like the ninth concert we've done, and it looks to me like we've never repeated ourselves. No.
Chick Corea, Jack DeJohnette, and Bobby McFerrin.
At the beginning of this collaboration, we decided we weren't going to play any tunes. We were going to walk out on stage and start, and 90 minutes later, we were going to stop.
Now, Bobby McFerrin can do this sort of thing all by himself, and he has. Bobby is what we call a walking orchestra. His body is his instrument. Back in the 1980s, he connected with the public in a huge way with his smash hit, now a classic, Don't Worry, Be Happy. In 1969, Corea and DeJohnette were key players, along with bassist Miroslav Vitus, on the memorable Miles Davis album, one of my favorites, Bitches Brew. That album turned the jazz world upside down, and yours truly, too. Chick is a keyboard omnivore, and Jack's drum and percussion sounds match the name of his production company, Golden Beams. They make a performance seem like a casual encounter. Chick's in a rumpled shirt, and Bobby's in faded jeans, heading toward a straight-back chair center stage. Jack is to the right at the cockpit of the drums. He is our drum pilot. And the journey begins in surround sound on Jazz Set. So fasten your safety belts.
Boot, boot. Thank you.
Chick Corea, Jack DeJohnette, and Bobby McFerrin are freestyling and free flying. And by the way, the freedom is mutual. You can hear this music any way you want. So far, I'm hearing a Brazilian breeze. And now Jack's gongs and Bobby's voice will sanctify the room on Jazz Set.
Thank you. Beep, 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 beep
This set is so free-flowing, the audience isn't sure when to applaud. And Bobby waves them off as if to say, "Don't worry, we're happy. We feel the love." Chick Corea, Jack DeJohnette, and Bobby McFerrin are at the Gilmore Festival on Jazz Set and Surround Sound and jazzset.npr.org. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. Chick Corea doesn't stick with the keyboard. Oh, no, no, no. He's inside the piano, too. And before long, he's going to play the drums. But I'll let you know when that happens.
This is just my opinion. At a certain point, it's obvious that one guy's leading something. Then some collaboration happens. And then at a certain point, when we really get in the zone, we can't really tell who's leading or who's following. And we just keep on making music out of each other's offerings. That's what it looks like to me.
Jack DeJohnette now introduces his hand sonic drum machine. It's just a rubber pad, 10 inches across, but magic. And it travels well.
It's called a Roland HPT-15. And it weighs about 5 pounds, but it saves a lot of hassle with trying to carry 600, 700 different exotic percussion sounds around. It fits in a nice plastic suitcase, a yellow suitcase.
And it flies.
Yes, and it flies. That's right.
It flies.
It's as creative as you are. It can do a lot of things, get a lot of different colors, and you can custom make different kinds of eclectic percussion on it.
Thank you.
On Jazz Set, with pure, giddy, serious spontaneity and theater from Chick, Jack, and Bobby McFerrin. Now, Jack DeJohnette is going to the piano, Chick Corea to the drums, and Bobby's going home to the opera, so to speak.
Both my parents were singers. My father sang with the Metropolitan Opera back in 1955, 56, 57, around there. And classically trained, my parents met in church choir. And so I was around as a kid listening to my father and mother both give voice lessons in the house. Under the piano was one of my favorite hiding places. My dad, I think, in my opinion, was one of the greatest singing teachers on the planet ever at all times. He was stern but kind, rare combination. He was very, very passionate about teaching, and you better show up and have your work done, or he just didn't waste your time with you. You know, I mean, that's the way he was. I loved him. I loved watching him teach. He'd sing through a song once. You'd be luckier if you got to sing through it in its entirety again during his lessons, because he'd let you do it your own way. And then he'd stop you every other word, every bar, every measure, every phrase, every sentence, every comma, everything. Why did you do it like that? What made you sing it that way? Where are you going? What does that lyric mean? I figured, okay, if I'm going to be a singer with my parents, then I have to sort of practice.
The stars are shining, the stars are shining, the moon is bright, the moon is bright. The stars are shining, the stars are shining, the moon is bright, the moon is bright. The stars are shining, the stars are brightening, the moon is bright, the moon is bright. Oh. In Kleiden dieses Kleinen recht ist. Smart ist Kmif leider rechen durch bis Flüst, Wolf, if Ager, Slev, Lift, Gust. Fuich, Harpel, Pist, Fall, Frech, Ein, the stars.
Switching places and confusing us all, Chick Corea's now back at the piano where he belongs. Jack DeJohnette's at the drums where he belongs in this totally improvised concert with Bobby McFerrin, who's all over the place where he usually belongs, at the Gilmore International Keyboard Festival in Kalamazoo, Michigan, on Jazz Set in Surround Sound. This night is the last night of an 8-city tour that will probably never come again. We have words from eyewitnesses to shows earlier in the tour at jazzset.npr.org. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater, enjoying the ride.
Jazz Set receives support from The Gilmore, a nonprofit organization that fosters and supports a passion for keyboard music and artistry at thegilmore.org. And the Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation, honoring the rich jazz traditions of Newark, New Jersey, at grdodge.org.
Things are about to become dramatic. Language is invented, imaginations reaching a climax, and I foresee a verbal joust ahead between Chick and Jack, with peacemaking offered by Bobby, as Jazz Set becomes Jazz Radio Theater. There's a part of this section that I like to call Cell Phone Rings in the Rainforest. See if that's how you hear it.
Thank you. Thank you.
The incredible master of vocal theater, Bobby McFerrin, and the spontaneous Chick Corea and Jack DeJohnette have this audience enthralled. The Kalamazoo Gazette wrote that the musicians kept the audience guessing from one moment to the next. The musicians were guessing too, I suspect. Our thanks to Executive Director Dan Gustin of the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation and Operations Director Juanita Nash, now retired. We dedicate this jazz set to the memory of Kevin Brown of Brown & Brown Recording in Kalamazoo. And thank Kurt Pruitt, Cameron Drake, Brad Scott, and Les Batts. Our surround sound mix is by Duke Marcos. Engineer Ginger Bruner is at KUNV in Las Vegas. And jazz set producer Becca Pulliam and executive producer Thurston Briscoe III in Newark, New Jersey at WBGO, the jazz source for 30 years. Listen again at jazzset.npr.org. And as Bobby McFerrin says, leave a message. Leave a message. It's sure been fun. Wacky, crazy, inventive, imaginative fun. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater, back next time.